Good evening. This is Caroline Dobson, and Riley Gaines and I are live right now on a telephone town hall. Please stay on the line, and we will begin shortly. 251-298-8114.
Please hold while we connect you to your Access Live event. This Access Live event is currently in progress. Please note that this call may be monitored, recorded, or rebroadcast.
Radical gender activists over protecting Alabama families. Now he claims it doesn't matter that men play in women's sports and share locker rooms with our daughters. But Caroline knows it does matter to Alabama families. The Democratic Party in Washington has drifted too far. Washington insiders like Shamari Figures are using taxpayer dollars to fund gender transitions for prisoners and endorsing procedures that risk the health and safety of our children, all while ignoring the real issues that matter to families. Caroline knows what's important and will work to put families and kids first by lowering prices, improving rural health care, and making our communities safer. Joining Caroline this evening, is someone who's experienced firsthand the consequences of men competing in women's sports. Riley Gaines, a 12-time All-American swimmer and 5-time SEC champion, began speaking out after she was forced to share a locker room and compete against biological male Leah Thomas at the 2022 NCAA Women's Swim Championships. Since then, Riley has become a powerful voice against the woke agenda and its denial of biological reality, not just in sports, but in protecting women's rights across America. Together, Caroline and Riley are standing up for Alabama families, saying enough is enough. They're committed to ending the cultural issues dividing our country, preserving America's moral foundation, and focusing on what truly matters, supporting hardworking Alabama.